All along the Gulf Coast, you hear deep-seated fears from fishermen about how long this will go on. Last week, I was in Louisiana's Plaquemines Parish, one of the strips of land that feather out into the Gulf. Most of the shrimping and fishing zones had been shut down by the spill, but at the Dechero Seafood Dock, I found a burly shrimper named Dwayne Baham. He had just come in from one of the last open zones with 800 pounds of very tiny shrimp.
800, baby, all right.
80 to 100 shrimp per pound. These were really young shrimp. They decided to open the fishing grounds early because of the spill. The idea was, get what you can while there's still time. And in fact, 3 days after we talked, that zone was closed too. Baham worries about the oil and the dispersant and the fishery's future.
Well, the worry is your baby stuff, all your little eggs and the little small stuff.
As we're talking, another worker storms by.
Well, I got one thing to say. This is the beginning of the end. That's all I can say about it.
I chase after him to talk. It's the dock manager, Mike Berthelot.
I don't see no more future for us to ever catch fresh shrimp ever again. Oysters, crabs, I think it's over with.
Why do you say that?
For the way they're all gushing out them pipes, and they say it's one thing and it's 10 times that much. But I think I would never trawl or buy shrimp in my lifetime anymore. I'm 51 years old and I've been doing this for 34 years, and I think this is the beginning of the end.
What would it mean for this parish if that were to happen?
A disaster. Hey, you had Katrina, Ike, and Gustav, but you can add all those together and ain't gonna be nowhere near what this is gonna do. Yep.
Nearly 5 years after Katrina, Plaquemines Parish still feels temporary, like it's just barely holding on. New construction, mostly prefab buildings, high on stilts.
We still don't have a school yet here. That's our firehouse. We're using an empty grocery store right now for the firehouse. We still don't have a library here. We still don't have gas service here. We don't have cable here.
I find Byron Marinovich at the restaurant he owns in Burris, Black Velvet Oyster Bar and Grill. This time of year, he's used to fishermen coming in with big, fat paychecks.
There's not nothing to see. These guys come in with $3,000, $5,000, you know, just for a couple of days' work. It's the time to make their money. This couldn't have come at a worse time.
Marinovich says his family's been in Plaquemines since the 1860s, fishing oysters. He worked for Chevron for 17 years. The two industries, fishing and oil, have coexisted for generations.
But it's always kind of been a little bit of a love-hate relationship, you know, with the money, with the oil companies.
What do you think about how BP has handled this?
I mean, I don't know. What do you tell people to have 11, you know, family members killed in an incident? I mean, that's definitely the you know, utmost importance. I think they were trying to produce a well too fast, is what it looked like to me. It really does. I think they were trying to get this well in too fast and make them some money, and it backfired on them.
My name is A.C. Cooper, and I'm a commercial fisherman. Been fishing all my life. Never worked on a job. Never. I always fish. My father was a fisherman, his father, and my sons, my son-in-law, so my whole family's got a lot at stake right here.
A.C. Cooper is vice president of the Louisiana Shrimp Association. He drives with us to the marina in Venice, Louisiana. The sun is about to set behind rows of trawlers. It's God's country, he says, and then he amends that. Used to be God's country.
Where's y'all at, Kevin?
Out on the dock, Cooper finds his friend Kevin Jury on his boat. Kevin's been working for BP as they go out to take water samples, and he's brought a plastic bucket back with him. At the bottom, it's coated with a thin film of black particles.
That's just a little sign of it that you see. Yeah, once you pour it out, you'll see it running at the bottom a little bit.
How deep was the water when you tested this?
That was 39 feet, I
want to
say it was.
Wow.
See it in the bottom?
See it all
on the bottom.
Tell me what you're seeing there. I see all film all over the bottom of it. You can see as I pour it where it's at. And this is in 30 feet of water. So in 30 feet of water, you shouldn't have nothing. The oil should be on top.
So what does that tell you?
That tells me the dispersion's on it and sinking it.
It's making it heavier.
Making it heavier. And what it does, it breaks it down. Like you said, a microorganism is going to eat this. But how long does it take to eat it? At this quantity of oil, how long would it take to eat something like this? It may take years. We don't know. They don't know. They can't tell us. I asked many questions and still ain't got no good answers. And how do we boom this? Because everything we have is to catch it on top of the water. There's nothing to catch it under the water. At least on top, we can see it. We can attack it. We can jump on top of it. I don't care how many boats and how many all pads or booms and do what it takes. When it comes underneath, you could be right underneath you, right, and you don't even know it's there. We don't know, but everything else under there knows it's there. It takes the oxygen out of the water and everything dies. So I'm much rather see something I can fight than something I can't.
And what would the impact be, say, for shrimping and for everything underwater?
Oh, it can kill us. It can take everything out of the water. It can kill everything. And where's our eggs going to come from for our future crops? It's very serious. The shrimp is a bottom feeder. He eats on the bottom. If the awl's all over the bottom, where is he going to feed at? He may not eat the awl, but he's going to be eating things around the awl that's contaminated by that. And I hate that word contamination because I don't believe in that. I don't think we're contaminated, but if it gets in there, it may be a problem. But who knows what's going to happen in the future?
You don't want that word contaminated associated with Louisiana seafood.
No, shrimp is the best shrimp they have and best seafood we have. Contamination is not it's not even a issue. I shouldn't even have brought that up because it's not. That's one thing we don't like to talk about is contaminated. Because after Katrina, that's all they talked about. And let me tell you something. If you ever eat our shrimp, you'll never eat nothing else. In Plaquemine Parish, 30 million pounds of shrimp comes out of Plaquemine Parish alone. Just a little bit sticks out the Mississippi River here. If you ever eat our shrimp, you'll never eat another one. It's the best and sweetest shrimp you ever ate.
Talk to fishermen in Louisiana, and they inevitably bring up the Exxon Valdez spill in Alaska. They know that 20 years later, the fishing industry there still hasn't recovered. Commercial herring was pretty much wiped out. And so they look out over the Gulf waters that have been their bounty. They lay boom where they can and watch and wait. This is NPR.